Proclamation number 4817 of 15th of January, 1950. Defacing the pure teaching of Christ. Free will. What I spoke to you humans on earth should remain in all purity. This was my will, and therefore I simultaneously gave you the promise that I would remain with you in spirit and thus watch over what is proclaimed as my word on earth. But this promise only applied to those whose will was fully turned towards me. It applied to those who desired me in their heart and saw the Father of eternity in me. But I could and never wanted to bind people's will, and thus it could not be prevented that people's will disfigured my pure teaching, that what was right for these people was added and left out, and thus my word lost its purity, that it was mixed in with additional human work and therefore also lost the strength and effect which originally adhered to my word, and as long as the teaching was divine, thus free from human work. I do not make the human will unfree. But it is understandable that this will was influenced by my adversary as soon as a person makes himself in bondage to him through thought, will and action. It is understandable that truth can no longer flow out of an evil person's mouth, just as his thinking must be directed against the truth if he harmonizes more with my adversary than with me. My adversary's power is great and yet, again, not so great that people have to fall prey to him. The will alone determines the influence on the human being's soul. And therefore pure truth soon became illusory where people did not let me myself be present through their will, their love and their way of life. Yet I remain with you in spirit. I was and am always present where the door of the heart is opened for me and my dwelling place is prepared. And there I will also always speak words of love and truth, and anyone who thus hears me in his heart, who allows me to speak to him through the Spirit, will always know the pure truth and need not fear that he will receive untruth. And thus a constant purification of the teaching takes place which is proclaimed as Christ's teaching on earth and no longer corresponds to the pure truth, which is no longer what it was at the time of my life on earth. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will endure for eternity. Yet only the pure word from me endures, but word changed by people perishes. Even if it is a long existence due to human will, but it will never be able to withstand the truth when it begins to shine in brightest light. For pure truth is like a sharp sword which defeats everything that does not submit to it. Truth will be victorious because it is from me, who am the eternal truth myself. Amen.